This is Warriors Sound Live.
Here comes Curry. Step back off the dribble three. Are you kidding me?
Here's Lawrence Scott.
Thank you for joining us. This Warrior Sound flashback to Sunday, June 14th of 2015, putting the spotlight on Game 5 of the NBA Finals. The Warriors hosting the Cavs at Oracle Arena with the series tied at 2-2 and a frenzied buzz inside the building that Sunday night amplified as Metallica's James Hetfield and Kirk Hammett performed the national anthem as Mike Breen set the stage on the ABC national TV broadcast.
Welcome to the beautiful Bay Area, Oakland, California, where the 2015 NBA Finals returns. The Warriors and Cavaliers deadlocked after four games. What's in store for Game 5? Who will emerge one win away from a title?
The eventual Warriors Game 5 win detailed in our Warriors TV recap, where you'll hear from Warriors head coach Steve Kerr, plus Stephen Curry, Draymond Green, and Andre Iguodala in that order.
The Warriors tangle with the Cavs and show great strength in a Game 5 victory in the NBA Finals, taking a 3-2 series lead. It was a rough and tumble game here with 20 lead changes, and the Warriors prevail in the end here on Warriors ground with another great team effort. And Draymond Green, a huge force from the tip-off, bringing great energy, a 10-point first quarter from Draymond, and a 16-point 9-rebound night. Stephen Curry also putting a charge into the attack early as he and Draymond combined for 17 of the Warriors' first 22 points. And second quarter with Cleveland in the lead, the Warriors scrapping to counter. The Cavs' solid start as Klay Thompson comes up with a loose ball for a jam. And soon after, Andre Iguodala with a great pass to David Lee. The ball starting to move as Steph stays perfect in the first half from beyond the arc. His third tray out of three attempts here. And nearing halftime, as Harrison Barnes gets the follow dunk and one, it's a one-point Warriors lead. Third quarter, more lead changes, but Klay gets it tied at 63 with the drive for a bucket and one. 12 points this evening for Klay. The lead goes to five as Leandro Barbosa gets two of his 13 points tonight. Big contributions from the Brazilian blur, and the Warriors lead is six going into the fourth quarter when Harrison strikes again with a tremendous dunk. He had an 8-point, 10-rebound evening. Then just about midway through the fourth, Steph nails his fifth three of the game, followed by this three ball from Klay, and Dub Nation is able to take a breath, a bit more oxygen in the room when Andre delivers this basket. 14 points, 8 rebounds, and 7 assists for Andre, and the roof just about comes off Oracle Arena when the MVP works this three and nails it. 37 points with 7 threes for Curry tonight. The Warriors take it 104-91, the final.
They believe in what they're doing and they believe in each other. And we've got to get on the plane tomorrow and get our mindset right. It's a long way to go. So the only thought is how can we improve tomorrow? What can we do better next game?
You know, obviously over 48 minutes, we feel like we can be versatile with, you know, who we can throw out there and how we're going to win games. So, you know, I'm sure there'll be another adjustment going into game six that, you know, our coach and staff will make and obviously theirs as well. We just got to be 1-14 locked in. That's been our calling card all year. Whoever steps on the floor is going to give us, you know, something.
I knew we all needed to bring it, so it needed to be heard. And not only to the team, but to the world, because we were completely getting outworked, out-hustled, out-dogged, however you want to put it, they were doing that. And in order to win games at this level in the NBA Finals, that can't happen. And we've done that all year, so we can't let up now. And that was my motive.
Got a day tomorrow when we get to Cleveland to prepare for it, and it's a challenge, just like any other challenge. You want to meet ahead on and be ready for it.
And Game 6 is Tuesday night. Our coverage picks back up in Cleveland. This is the NBA Finals on Warriors TV.
And the ABC broadcast spoke with Stephen on the court after the final buzzer at Oracle Arena.
Stephen Curry, 17 of his 37. In the fourth quarter, he's with Doris.
Steph, I'm going to take you back to the moment in this fourth period where LeBron hit that long bomb three and you followed with your own. How important did you think that response was?
Oh, that was big because that was the first three of the fourth quarter. And We didn't let the momentum slip. We'll go back up to get our crowd back into it and allow ourselves to get a couple stops down the stretch and open the game back up. So, big shot that thankfully went in.
I'm going to let you watch and become a color commentator. Take us through some of the shots you made here in the fourth period. Most of them threes here, Steph.
They've been trapping a lot of pick and rolls, so when I have an opportunity to go one-on-one, I got to be really aggressive, and I get him off balance and shoot a three, and you got to just make those shots the way they're defending us.
What has your reaction been to all the conversation about Matthew Dellavedova impacting your game?
It's the finals. There's a lot of storylines, and we're out here just trying to compete. I'm not going to get into the one-on-one back and forth of that. He's doing, trying to do his job, I'm trying to do mine. And hopefully at the end of the day, on Tuesday, we can hold that trophy and be proud of that. That's all I'm worried about.
On the Warriors Radio Network, Tim Roy and Tom Tolbert had a conversation with Leandro Barbosa, who led the reserves that night with 13 points off the bench.
Leandro, congratulations on the win
and a
great game.
Thank you so much.
A lot of pressure coming into Game 5. You know it's a pivotal type game. What was the talk in the locker room before this one?
Just play the way we played the last game, the Game 4. You know, we find a way. Steph got hot, you know. We got to stay humble, you know, because they still alive, you know. It's nothing done yet, you know. I think we did a great job tonight. We defend. We did a great job on the offense too, you know. So we gotta stay ready still.
You know, Leandro, as you watch the series unfold, the depth of this squad has really been a huge key. I mean, you had 13 points tonight coming off the Warriors bench. So why do you think this bench group has played so well, not only throughout this final series, but also throughout the rest of the playoffs and the regular season?
Well, this is the final, you know, and nobody ever been in this situation. I think this is the most close we've been on a close to the championship. So everyone that comes to the court trying to do the best, you know, it's our life right now, you know, and we want to do this very, very, very much, you know. This is special for us. So it's a great moment for us. You know, we happy that we won this game, but we gotta, you know, make sure we stay ready for the next game and hopefully finishing their home.
Hey, Leandro, what does it say about this team that when guys are called upon, no matter how much time they played the previous game or the previous week or previous month, they're ready, whether it's Maurice Spates, you, David Lee, guys always are ready when Coach Kerr calls on you?
I mean, it's too many weapons on this team, you know. I think when Steve Kerr put it together this team, we knew that we could do really well, you know, and everybody has been doing a great job, you know. Everybody's taking the right role, you know. If it's not me, Andre, if it's not Andre, Sean and Space, you know, I mean, everything to win, you know. So I think we are in the same page, everybody. The chemistry is really, really well, and we're happy to be in this situation.
And I want you to take back laughing at me when you saw me drive my Mini Cooper out of the airport yesterday.
That was funny, man. You're a big guy, man. You need a bigger car, man. It was funny, man. It was funny, seriously, man.
Congratulations, Leandro. Great game, man.
Hey, thank you.
One more, Leandro. One more.
One more.
All right. 104-91, the final in Game 5. The Warriors lead the NBA Finals 3-2.
Mike Tirico, Hubie Brown, and Mark Stein were on the ESPN radio broadcast and spoke afterward with Andre Iguodala.
Andre Iguodala did so much, 14 points, 8 boards, 7 assists, and here he is standing by with Mark Stein.
Thanks, Mike. Dre, your three-pointer and then the layup started the separation in the fourth quarter. As layups go, where does that rank in your career on your list of layups?
Oh, that's up there, top two or three. HB made the play happen. Did a hell of a job coming over and crashing the glass and getting the tip, and came right to me, and I was just able to finish.
The chatter in this series about Dellavedova giving Steph trouble and Steph needing some time to get on track behind the scenes, how much did that bother Steph, would you say?
I think Steph is the MVP of this league. He's been awesome for us all year, but he's a human being. Another guy scouts him, has a good game against him. What does Steph do? Responds. But I don't think he put any pressure on himself to prove anything. He's been proving it the whole last year. And what we told Steph is just do you. We're going to help you do you. And we got another great opportunity in Cleveland, and we're going to try our best to get a win.
What changed for him tonight? What opened up for him offensively?
He's just being himself. You know, he's been doing that all year. We're doing a better job of spacing the floor. We got five guys on the floor that always want to be a threat, but we also know when we don't have the ball, let's look to get Steph open. Let's set players for him, get him easy baskets, you know, get it to him in transition, and just like he's made us great, we try to make him great.
Just trying to keep up with LeBron for a whole game, what is that like? Because we keep thinking he's slowing down, but then you look at his numbers and they're just off the chart.
Yes, it's exhausting. He's the best player in this league for the last, I don't know how many years been running. Blessed human being. But we got a lot of great players in this league, and we got to come out and compete every night, and we're just going to try to make it tough for him as possible. If he gets big numbers and we win, we got to take the win.
You've had so many things working for you in this series. When you're at the free throw line in the fourth quarter, what's going through your mind?
Not the right thing, obviously. I'm making them in practice, so the game can be mental, and it can mess with you, and it's just important for me to just stay with it. You know, if I make the free throws, we win by 20, right? So take it as a positive, move forward, make them next game.
Looking ahead, what do you think is the key for game six?
Effort, poise, and just mentally being aware every single possession. I think this will be the hardest win any of us will ever have in our lives, and we got to understand that. And if we understand it, we'll come out with the mentality.
Congrats on the win.
Thank you.
Mike, back to you.
Thank you, Mark. If you are a University of Arizona alum, you can give yourself a good old bear down, because that guy is a terrific interview, intelligent, thoughtful. Great to watch these guys on the big stage, the biggest stage in basketball, the NBA Finals, and watch how they handle themselves and how they perform. And despite the missed free throws, great performance by Andre Iguodala. Steph Curry had the best of the bunch with 37 points.
And with this Warrior Sound recap of Game 5 of the 2015 NBA Finals, this a bit more of what Coach Kerr had to say in the postgame before the team got set to head back to Cleveland for Game 6 and a date with history.
That was, you know, just Steph taking over the game. But it was a different game, you know, because they decided to go smaller. And so the floor was more open. And I thought from the very beginning, you know, when they went small, had their shooters out there, I thought this is Steph's night. You know, this is going to be a big one for him because he has all that room. And he took over the game down the stretch and was fantastic.
Marcus on the left.
Marcus Thompson, Barry News Group. Coach, you think it's going to be tough to keep your team, you know, focused and in the moment, you know, one win away from something you worked really hard to get to?
Well, the closeout game is always the hardest game in every series, but particularly in the finals. What I'm excited about is I think we can play a lot better. That's what I told our team. I think we can do much better. I thought we were a little scattered at times, a little rushed. You know, we had 17 turnovers compared to 7 the other night. We can be a little more organized offensively, but all in all, I loved the defensive intensity. You know, we made a few mistakes here and there, but our guys are competing like crazy, and that's what it takes.
Art here in the front.
Yeah, Art Spander, San Francisco Examiner. You had Iguodala last game and then this game again, and then Barbosa. Two guys have been around, really gave you a veteran stability, didn't they?
Oh, LB was fantastic. I mean, he gives us 13 points in 17 minutes when we had a little foul trouble early on, and his defense was good. But you know, not surprising, really. LB's been around a long time. He's got a lot of playoff experience, and he's had an excellent series for us.
Lowell Cohn Center, as a Press Democrat. Steve, why is the closeout game in the finals the toughest? What makes it the toughest?
Just is. I mean, it's, you know, there's a lot of emotion. You're right there on the cusp of something, but you still have to get the job done. And in this case, we'll be on the road against a great team. It's going to be hard. It's just the way it is. So we've got to get better. We got to play better next game than we did tonight.
We leave you with a detailed listen to more of the highlights from the Warriors Radio Network as the Warriors grabbed Game 5 of the 2015 NBA Finals, taking down the Cavs 104-91 on that memorable Sunday night in the Bay Area. Thanks for joining us.
Dribbled up top, had trouble with the handle, retreats toward the logo. drifting left side now on a switch guarded by Barnes. Gives the ball up to Dellavedova. They look for Mozgov, who catches. He's doubled from behind. Pass stolen by Curry. Curry right in the middle of the floor. Leads Thompson down the right wing. Change direction to the rack with a right-hand layup. It's good. And finally, we get some points on the board with 9:15 to go in the first quarter. LeBron James drives in, gets to the paint, shoveled over to Shumpert for a corner three, hit the side of the board. Iguodala has it. He's off and running. Bounce pass to Curry. Curry goes up. Left-hand layup. Good. Slowed down just a little bit, Tom, because LeBron was coming.
Well, that's exactly what he was doing. I think he thought he was going to go reverse. So did LeBron. He kind of fooled him right there. Slowed the gate down and left hand.
Iguodala to Klay Thompson. Doesn't have any help, so he puts on the brakes. Now at the timeline, gets a screen from Draymond. Bounce pass back to Draymond. Down Broadway. Another dunk for Draymond. Six straight for the Warriors. And a timeout for Cleveland. Transition to Sean Livingston. Lost the ball. Gets it back on the dribble. Drifts to the left wing. Feeds Draymond Green at the post. He's got Smith on him. Backs him down. Turns. Two dribbles. Finds nice. Livingston. Back door for another dunk. Patience by Draymond Green.
And a really nice weak side cut. Well timed by Sean Livingston.
Thompson hesitates to the dribble, pulls up, jump shot on the way, up and no good. Rebound LeBron James. So it's James, Dellavedova, Shumpert, J.R. Smith, and Jones. LeBron, dribble drive to the rack. It goes up, it's good, and he gets continuation and a foul. Passed from 2 feet away, right through the hands of Klay Thompson. The J.R. Smith, his pass stolen back by Iguodala, who goes to the floor to get it. Klay Thompson has it. Breakaway, Klay, right-hand slam. Great hustle by Iguodala.
Tremendous, tremendous effort.
Two-point Cavaliers lead. J.R. Smith right side off the screen. The jumper's up. Another one for J.R. Smith.
Hey, when this guy gets cooking, he's as good as anybody in the league at scoring.
Swings the ball to the corner to Livingston, guarded by LeBron. 10 to shoot. Backdoor shovel to Iguodala behind the back of David Lee. A beautiful pass. And Lee with a two-hand rim racker makes it 33-30 Cleveland. Iguodala's already got 6 assists. Entry pass Shumpert, hand off to Tristan Thompson. Unguarded, 5 on the clock, backs out to the hash mark to LeBron. LeBron with 3, with 2. Dribbles in, fade away, left baseline jumper. Got it with the buzzer sounding. Tough shot. Curry, bumped by Tristan Thompson, takes another 3, and he knocks another one down. Back-to-back triples, and now a double foul underneath the basket called by Monty McCutcheon. It's going to be on Draymond Green and Dellavedova. Second free throw off the rim, tip rebound, grabbed by Curry, put back, good, low left. Curry got the rebound away from Dellavedova and laid it in. Warriors 44, Cavaliers 42.
It's a chess match, and we both have a lot of wings and guards that can, you know, fill a, you know, five-man lineup. And they made an adjustment, didn't play Mozgov pretty much at all. They tried to match our lineup, and you know, obviously over 48 minutes, we feel like we can be versatile with, you know, who we can throw out there and how we're going to win games.
Harrison Barnes, they get him out of there, comes up and screens for Curry. Takes it left sideline, dribbles by James Jones, goes up on the left hand, off the glass, no good. Barnes right there to hammer it down, and he was fouled. Barnes will go on the line, and a chance for an and one. LeBron James fouled him on the dunk. Dellavedova stops in the front court, off the screen, takes a three, it's up and good for Dellavedova. And the Cavaliers lead by one. Dellavedova, 2 of 6, has 5 points.
He had a wide open three.
Inside, backdoor, Iguodala gets a dunk on the inbounds play for the baseline.
Backdoor inbounds play, I've missed you.
Curry waits, dribbles on Tristan Thompson, feeds Draymond Green. Backdoor nice. Cut, Klay Thompson, left-hand layup, good, he got fouled by Jones. Livingston to the trailer, Draymond Green to Curry. Curry, same spot, same shot. Different result this time. He cans the triple. Warriors with the 18th lead change of the game. Lead 66-65. And the Cavaliers don't like the noise at Oracle. They want a timeout. Dribble handoff to Barbosa. He'll circle, gets to the paint, down the lane, underhand scoop. Good for Leandro. Leandro has 11, and the Warriors lead by 5. Livingston. Looks right for Thompson. Pass to Barnes. Unguarded. Gets the rim. Dunked it down with the left hand. And he was fouled. Harrison Barnes goes up and just hammered it down.
My goodness.
Splitting traffic. Fouled in the attempt.
That was filthy.
Spins his way to the top of the key, gets the switch, now picks up the dribble, lobs it to LeBron. Clay's got to be careful. He's got five fouls. LeBron, jab step, jump shot. It's a three. It's up and good for LeBron James. He's got 29, and he cuts the Warriors' lead in half.
1 for 5 from three. That's something you'll live with right now.
Again, they go underneath the screen. Dellavedova drives, pass cross court to Shumpert. Good closeout by Curry. Shumpert backs up, five to shoot, finds LeBron with three. About a 30-footer. Got it, a three-pointer. And the Cavaliers lead by one. Curry negotiates up the floor, gets the screen. Crossover dribble, takes the top of the key. Jumper, and he knocked it down. And the Warriors are back on top by two. 34 points for LeBron. Drives on Iguodala. Picked up the dribble, leads out, feeds Dellavedova, who just bats it back to LeBron. Back to the basket, holds the ball in the right hand. Shot clock down to five. Backs down Andre, gets in deep, turns, fadeaway jumper, good.
I don't put a ceiling on what I can do. I feel confident because I'm the best player in the world. It's simple.
Warriors up six of the ball, 3:19 to go. Curry spins through a screen, splits traffic down the lane, scoop to the hoop, off the glass, and good for Steph Curry.
Love that move.
Curry open floor, gets double, pass to Draymond. Draymond catches, over to Andre. He'll fire away, three ball. Left corner pocket for Iguodala. The Warriors' 10th three of the game makes it 89-84 Golden State. Everybody standing at Oracle. Dellavedova swings the ball to Shumpert. Pass tipped by Curry. Knocked away, a steal. Barnes hands off to Curry. Curry will take it up. Pass to Thompson. Quick release. Clay for three. Won't get it. Rebound tipped. Going up. Iguodala. It's good. He got fouled. Curry gets a screen. Dribbles on Dellavedova. Backs up. Gets doubled. Now goes behind the back left hand. Crossovers. Fades and fires. Oh my goodness. Curry with another three. The Warriors have a 10-point lead with 2:43 to go. Curry's got 30. And he high-fives the fans on the near sideline before he heads back over to the Warriors bench for the timeout.
There's a lot of emotion. You're right there on the cusp of something, but you still have to get the job done. And in this case, we'll be on the road against a great team. It's going to be hard. It's just the way it is. So we've got to get better. We got to play better next game than we did tonight.
87 seconds to go. Shot clock at 10. Gets a screen. Takes a deep three. Good. Warriors go up 11. Curry's got 33. Ball thrown in to Dellavedova. The horn will sound, and the Golden State Warriors are now one win away from possibly bringing the NBA championship back to the Bay. Final score, Warriors 104, Cavaliers 91. The Golden State Warriors have captured Game 5 in the NBA Finals.
Has been Warriors Sound Live.
Right side three. Got it!